On the far end of a pond in upstate New York, a group of people are working away, busy as beavers. The comparison works nicely here, because, like beavers, these people are building with logs and a mud-like mortar. To one side, a group of men vigorously mix mortar in a wheelbarrow. When they get it just right, it's delivered to another group of people, who are busy stacking 6 to 8 pound logs. Carefully and methodically, men, women, and children take the mortar and slather it around each 16-inch log. It looks like they're stacking a wall of firewood, only this wall is designed to last more than one season. It's designed to last a lifetime. Rob Roy has been building with cordwood for over 20 years. He says there's areas in northern Greece and Siberia where 1,000-year-old cordwood structures still stand. Roy and his wife, Jackie, discovered cordwood masonry during the energy crisis in the 1970s.
My wife and I just needed low-cost shelter. This was back in 1975. We had worked on a log building of heavy pine logs in Arkansas and found that we just couldn't heft these large logs by ourselves. About that time, there was an article in National Geographic that showed two pictures, actually, one interior and one exterior, of a cordwood wall in Stehekin, Washington State. And we said, gee, that makes sense. We could do that. You're not handling anything more than perhaps a 6 or 8 pound log end.
No literature was available, so Roy and Jackie did their own research. They built their house, learned from their mistakes, and wrote a book about it, The Complete Book of Cordwood Masonry House Building. Now they teach workshops at their home near Plattsburgh, New York, and speak at conferences. They've become the missionaries of cordwood masonry.
Cordwood makes use of waste wood, which is unsuitable for other building uses. Logs, for example, which are not straight enough to take to the sawmill. Perhaps dead wood, which has been fire-killed or disease-killed on your property. I've heard of people using even driftwood or peeler cores left over from a plywood plant. All sorts of sources of so-called junk wood, which is perfectly fine when you cut it into 16-inch pieces.
Roy says, depending on how resourceful you are, materials can cost between $10 to $20 per square foot, roughly half the cost of a standard frame building. Roy says a properly made cordwood home will be energy efficient. It's easy to heat in winter and stays cool in summer.
It has this wonderful combination of insulation and thermal mass. The mortar joint between the log ends does not pass right through the wall. There's an insulated space, and that space can be filled with loose fill insulation such as vermiculite or perlite. But we use sawdust, which has been treated with lime, and that's worth about R3 insulation value per inch of thickness. It's roughly the same as fiberglass.
Not only is cordwood masonry easy on the environment, Roy says it's easy on people as well. Lightweight logs allow an ease of construction that invites everyone to participate, including Grandma. Although it's probably unlikely you've ever seen one, Rob Roy says cordwood construction is on the rise. Today, there are 3 times as many cordwood homes in the United States as there were a decade ago. Most can be found in Wisconsin and New York. 8 years ago in Cambridge, New York, Scott Carino built a cordwood home with his family. Like many cordwood homes, his is round. Colored glass bottles have been placed in patterns in the walls. When the sun shines, it looks like stained glass. Carino became interested in cordwood masonry after reading Rob Roy's book.
I had actually visited Rob Roy pretty quickly after seeing this book and saw some of his buildings and then really connected with it and just fell in love with this building technique.
To keep his costs down, Carino used lots of recycled materials, scavenging old windows, tubs, and sinks. He says many people look at his house and think it was an enormous amount of work, but friend John Carlson says that's relative.
It is a lot of work, but all building of homes is a lot of work, because when you lay up a cordwood wall, it's finished. You don't have to come back and paint it. You don't have to come back and side it. So you're not only laying up a wall that is finished, but you're also creating something that is pretty maintenance-free.
Cordwood builders like Carlson and Carino love living in a home made of strong natural materials built by their own hands. Rob Roy says with the right materials and friends, anyone can have that experience. And just like beavers, they'll be experts in no time.
You guys need mix over
for the Great Lakes
there?
Radio
mix?
Consortium, I'm Linda Anderson in Cambridge, New York.
They're pointing.
Oh, we need a bunch, yeah.